The
wishbone.
Mm-hmm. The wishbone.
Wishbone.
Never a pulley bone.
Pulley bone, yes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And do you ever remember, as you pulled it, what the large piece that broke off was called?
No, I don't. I don't remember if it's having a name, because I know that you got your wish.
Someone told me it was the boy bone.
Mm-hmm.
The larger.
A lot of clay.
Mm-hmm. Had something to do with
Adam and Eve.
Well, or the first, the person who got the long side, mm-hmm. Mary first or something,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
You didn't use the word bacon then very much in those?
Not too much. Now, we used the word bacon, you know, and we would buy, of course, bacon. Just always did.
But that was a store term.
That was a store term. It was not a, country term.
And how about sausage?
Yeah, we had... We make sausage. My mother used to supervise the seasoning of it and grinding it up, all that sort of thing. And we used it both sausage that would be in bulk for patties, you know, and also that we would put it in casing. And we used the intestine, the gut. As a child, because that later went out. During my day, we used the gut to thoroughly clean and slip it on that sausage grinder.
Did you ever hear the difference between sausage and pudding? You ever hear the word pudding?
Never heard the word pudding. Never did.
As something finer?
No.
And our liver sausage?
No.
And if the meat didn't keep, you say don't eat that, the meat is...
spoiled or tainted.
And butter, if butter grew old...
Rancid.
Rancid. By the way, Mrs. Bateman told me this morning that there was a man excommunicated by the Presbyterians because he killed a hog on Saturday, I guess, and then he had to salt it on Sunday. And the crime was not that he salted it on Sunday, but he was so stupid that he should have killed it before.
Oh, yeah.
But he had that.
How many people do you bump into that has will have it? This type of exposure, knowledge of this. If you'd asked my wife this, she couldn't have answered the question, for instance. Now, do you have a different set for different people or what?
No, as a matter of fact, these are the questions which have been asked all over. Uh-huh. These are questions which must be asked.
Uh-huh.
And that's why really finding informants is a problem.
Yeah.
Because ordinarily, with elderly people, I have to conduct a kind of conversation, because this sort of question.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, now, would Mary know this type thing in a limited sort of way?
I think she probably did. You see, they had cows there at the place.
Yeah.
And,
she was somewhat removed from this. I mean, you know, just...
Yes, I didn't ask her any of these questions. I stayed on the home pretty much.
Uh-huh. She's a marvelous food person. One of the best cooks in town. These people of this section are real gourmet cooks. I mean, have always been. Family recipes are guarded very carefully. And she knows what she's doing there.
She did seem to enjoy that part. We really didn't get into the farm and things like that.
Yeah.
Would you comment on the land worn by water, either very deep or very shallow along the road?
It's just a ditch by the road.
What I'm looking for is the difference between gully and...
A gully represented something that had really defaced the land and was something that was big enough for you to fall into.
Mm-hmm.
And
not really a very deep cut.
Well, it could be very deep, yes. Mm-hmm. It could be, you know, pretty deep. It was not a small cut, let me put it that way.
Something smaller than a valley, but larger than a gully.
Yeah.
What would that be?
Smaller than a...
Yeah,
larger than a gully.